We begin by Ezra Hashem is Barach, Simon Kuf Tzadikei, Hilchus Kriya, Siv Aleph. Misha Meis Lameis, Shuchayv Lasabalov, or somebody loses a relative from whom he has to be an Avelis, Chayil Kroyalov. There's an obligation to do Kriya. Chayv Lakroyim Umid, Kriya should be done standing. Shnema Vayakam Amalach Vyikras Begodov, the king got up and ripped his clothing. From Karam Yosef, if he does kriya sitting lo yotza, he has not been yotza the mitzvah. The tzarach lachzal kriya mumet, and therefore he has to repeat and do it standing. Similarly, kriya has to be done while wearing the garment that you're going to do kriya on, not when it's not on the person's body. L'chatchil tzarach l'kriya, l'chatchil kriya should be done kodem shistmu pnei ames b'kever, before the kfur is finished, b'ayt chimam tsaroi, when the person is still feeling the pain of the loss. So beis al meisim shumus avalim tzorach l'kor b'beis tzavel l'fonav. When kriya has to be done, it should be done by the neck of the garment that he's wearing, in the front of the garment. V'tzorach l'korim and asaf l'matam. The kriya should be done going in a downward fashion. V'loy l'rochav habagad, not to the width. You should, the kriya should be done where the garment is whole, not in a place where it's a hem, where it's a stitch. There are differences in halach with the kriya that's done for a parent, Rechman Slan, the kriya shall shakrivim, the kriya that's done for other relatives. By all other relatives, they do kriya on the outer garment with dayoi for tefach v'ein l'kroya yoyser, and there's no need to kriya more than a tefach mishum bal tashkis. By a parent, one rips kriya on all the garments until his body is exposed. However, we do not do kriya on the shirt, nor do we do kriya on a talus cotton that somebody is wearing. Chutzman a kaseinus the undershirt shen a kareya. V'chein a beged shu loivish rak l'ito l'mala. A garment that he, an outer garment that he wears only sometimes. L'pam b'yotz l'shukam b'ladov. And sometimes you don't wear it, like a coat. Beged zeh gamken ein etzroich l'kareya. One doesn't have to rip kriya. But if somebody wears a vest while he's sitting shiva, or somebody's wearing a sweater while he's wearing shiva, while he's sitting shiva, kriya should be done. Kriya need not be done on pajamas. If he doesn't rip every beged that he's mechuyev to tear, then la yotza, he doesn't have to do kriya. Then he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya. A woman who, where there's a tznius consideration, tikra tchilas a beged atachnal for now, she should first do kriya on the lower beged, taksa kral at stodim, and then sort of pick it up. Akach kras the beged elyon shloi skala liba. Nowadays, typically women do only kriya on the shirt that they are wearing. Sifdal nagim shal shak kriyim karem b'tzad yamin. On other relatives, the kriya is done on the right side. Val ovev imay b'tzad smol. On a parent, it's on the left side. L'fishitzarach l'galsas libay. The heart is on the left side. And when the kriya is done, we want to expose the heart, shubitzat smile, when it's kriya on a parent. But they have it in Zemaka, but if they didn't do it on the right side, each one accordingly, it's still okay. Sefheya kol meisim ratzah kriya biyad, ratzah kriya bikli. By all niftarim, you could do the kriya by hand or with a scissor or a knife. Al ova v'imoy dafka biyad, a parent only with the hand. The minig when kriya is done on a parent is that somebody from the chevra kedisha begins ripping that garment with a knife, and then the oval grabs onto the place where the beged is ripped, the kriya, and then he rips the rest. The tzarach lashgiach, one has to be most careful, shiikra, as we learned before, shiikra ba'orcha beged, that the kriya should be done according to the length, the life of Rachvay, not in the width. The reason the Kriya has to be done by hand is because the whole point of the kri is to show the pain, and that pain is more evident when somebody ripped it by himself with his hands. Sivava kol ha-meisim, emachlo begad b'toich shiva, by all the other neftarim, if somebody changes his garments during the shiva, he doesn't have to do kri again on the garments that he's wearing. But if it's on a parent, if he's changing his garments during the shiva, he has to rip them. When we speak about Shabbos, he should change clothing. And ben Shabbos, he shouldn't wear a ripped garment. And if the person doesn't have any other garments to wear on Shabbos, he should just pick up the tear. When we speak about changing for Shabbos, he puts on other weekday clothing. But that is not our minig. Our minig is that for Shabbos, people put on Shabbos clothing. They should be put on before Shabbos, but on Matzah Shabbos, they should be, the Ovar Rachman Slon should put back on the torn begodim. Akol HaMesim, for all, Ziv Zayin, Akol HaMesim, et Tzad Adin, Shoylu, Hayinu Shesh, Toifet, Firi, Beloved, Bilti Shava, you make uneven stitches, Lach HaShiva, after the Shiva, Umacha, Dan Shesh, Toifet, Kuroi, Lach HaShloshim, after Shloshim, you could stitch up the tear properly. Alova v'ima shoylach shloshim. By a parent, you have to wait for shloshim to make the uneven stitches. Ve'enem achalayil, but never sew it up properly. V'afila boil the lach doichsova kriya. If somebody wants to expand the place where it was torn, v'loysum sam chatichas beged acher, and then put a patch there or a tafroi and sew it, usher, it should not be done. Aval noyagim, the minig is kitach shloshim afilu asham meisim. During the shloshim, even on relatives not apparent, afilu lishlol, even to make uneven stitches is usher. Afilu chaber rosh yakriya yidei machad, to put them together with a pin is usher. However, the isha, when we speak on a woman, a feel of ima v'ima regarding her parents, shalelas la'alter, she can make uneven stitches immediately. Whenever we have a rip and a beged that wasn't supposed to be made, that you're not supposed to sew up that rip, afilu emachas a beged la'acher, even if that garment was sold, also l'kech l'tafroi, the person who purchases that garment should not sew it up. And therefore, somebody who's selling that garment has to notify the person who's purchasing the garment that he's purchasing a garment that's torn and may not be sewn up. And therefore, it should not be sold to a nachri.